नमः सर्वेभ्यः। अद्य परमलघुमञ्जूषायाः तृतीयः पाठः, मार्च् मासस्य षष्ठः दिनाङ्कः। अद्य वयं शब्दबोधस्य विषये तथा शक्तिः नाम का, शक्तेः लक्षणस्य विषये किञ्चित् पठामः। आदौ मङ्गलम्। येनाक्षरसमाम्नायमधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्। शिवन्नत्वा हि नागेशेनानिन्द्या परमालघुः वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तमञ्जूषैषा विरच्यते। गतवर्गे किमधीतमिति किञ्चिदवलोक्य अग्रे सरामः। परमलघुमञ्जूषायाः प्रथमं प्रकरणमस्ति शक्तिनिरूपणम् इति। तत्र आदौ उपोद्घातरूपेण स्फोटस्य प्रभेदान् निरूपयति नागेशभट्टः। स्फोटः नाम वाचकशब्दः, स्फुटत्यर्थः अस्माद् इति स्फोटः इति स्फोटस्य सामान्य निष्पत्तिः। इतोपि वस्तुतः ग्रन्थकर्त्रा स्फोटस्य निरूपणं न कृतम्, अग्रे करिष्यते स्फोटनिरूपणम् इति प्रकरणे। सामान्यतः ज्ञानार्थं स्फुटत्यर्थः अस्मादिति स्फोटः, स्फोटशब्देन वाचकः शब्दः गृह्यते, दट् विच् एक्स्प्रेसस् ए मीनिङ्ग्। सो कः अर्थम् अभिदधाति, कः वाचकः इति प्रश्ने अष्टविधाः स्फोटाः परिगण्यन्ते। आदौ वर्णपदवाक्यभेदेन त्रयस्फोटाः, तत्र प्रत्येकं पुनः जातिव्यक्तिभेदेन षट् भेदाः भवन्ति। वर्णस्फोटः वर्णजातिस्फोटः, परस्फोटः परजातिस्फोटः, वाक्यस्फोटः वाक्यजातिस्फोटः इति। वर्णस्फोटः इत्यस्य अर्थः प्रकृतिप्रत्ययाः, वर्णपदेन अत्र अक्षरं न गृह्यते, पदस्य अवयवाः प्रकृतिः प्रत्ययः इत्येते स्वीयं अर्थं बोधयन्ति, अर्थात् वाचकाः इति वर्णस्फोटस्य अर्थः। पदं वाचकं भवति अर्थस्य इति पदस्फोटः, वाक्यं वाचकम् इति वाक्यस्फोटः। एतान् षड् भेदान् अतीत्य अखण्डपदस्फोटः अखण्डवाक्यस्फोटः इति द्वौ भेदौ स्तः। यत्र विभागरहितं पदं वाचकं भवति इति अखण्डपदस्फोटः, विभागरहितं वाक्यमेव अर्थस्य वाचकम् इति अखण्डवाक्यस्फोटः। तत्र अखण्डवाक्यस्फोटः एव मुख्यः, तदेव तत्त्वम् इति वैयाकरणानां सिद्धान्तः। अकार्डिङ्ग् टु वैयाकरणास् द अल्टिमेट् रियालिटि इस् अखण्डवाक्यस्फोट। किन्तु ज्ञानार्थं वाक्य अन्वाख्यानस्य लघूपायेन अशक्यत्वात् लाघवार्थं पदेषु वाक्येषु पदानि कल्प्यन्ते, तत्र पुनः प्रकृतिप्रत्ययादिविभागश्च कल्प्यते। अतः पदविभागः पदानां प्रकृतिप्रत्ययादिविभागः इति द्वयमपि काल्पनिकम्। तेषाम् अर्थः अपि, यद्यपि शास्त्रे प्रकृतेः प्रत्ययानां च अर्थाः उच्यन्ते, ते अर्थाः अपि काल्पनिकाः एव। एवं स्थानिनाम् आदेशानां च वाचकत्वं काल्पनिकम्, अखण्डवाक्यस्यैव मुख्यं वाचकत्वं, तस्यैव वस्तुतो वाचकत्वम् इति वैयाकरणाः। तत्र वर्णस्फोटस्य विषये किञ्चित् वदति। शास्त्रप्रक्रियानिर्वाहकः वर्णस्फोटः, प्रक्रियामात्रनिर्वाहार्थं, सो इट् इस् ओन्ली प्योर्ली फार् द पर्पसस् आफ् प्रक्रिया, दट् इस् टु अनलैज् वर्ड्स् आर् सेण्टेन्सस् इन् अन् ईजियर् वे। प्रकृतिप्रत्ययाः तत्तदर्थवाचकाः इति तदर्थः। तत्र स्थानिनाम् अर्थाः उच्यन्ते, यथा पाणिनिना उच्यते वर्तमाने लट् इत्यादि। आदेशानां तु यः स्थानिनः अर्थम् अभिधातुं समर्थः स एव आदेशो भवति इति उक्तत्वात् आदेशस्यापि स्थान्यर्थत्वमेव। उभयोरपि वाचकत्वं काल्पनिकम्, मुख्यं वाचकत्वं तु पदस्य अथवा वाक्यस्य इति दृष्टम्। ಉಪಾಯ ಶಿಕ್ಷಮಾಣಾನಾಂ ಬಾಲಾನಾಂ ಉಪಲಾಲನಾಃ ಅಸತ್ಯೇ ವರ್ತ್ಮನಿ ಸ್ಥಿತ್ವಾ ತತಸತ್ಯಂ ಸಮೀಹತೆ ಇತಿ ವಾಕ್ಯಪದೀಯೇ ಭರ್ತೃಹರಿಃ ಕಥಯತಿ. ಅತಃ ಏತೇ ಸರ್ವೇಪಿ ಉಪಾಯಾಃ ವರ್ಣಸ್ಫೋಟಃ ಪದಸ್ಫೋಟಃ ವಾಕ್ಯಸ್ಫೋಟಃ ಇತ್ಯಾದಯ ಸರ್ವೇಪಿ ಉಪೇಯ ಪ್ರತಿಪತ್ಯರ್ಥಂ. ಉಪೇಯಃ ಉಪೇಯಃ ಅಖಂಡವಾಕ್ಯಸ್ಫೋಟಃ ತಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಾರ್ಥಂ ಏತೇ ಸರ್ವೇಪಿ ಉಪಾಯಾಃ. ತದೇವ ಕೌಂಡಭಟ್ಟೇನಾಪಿ ಕಥ್ಯತೆ ಉಪೇಯ ಪ್ರತಿಪತ್ಯರ್ಥಾಃ ಉಪಾಯಾಃ ಅವ್ಯವಸ್ಥಿತಾಃ ಅನಂತಾಃ ಉಪಾಯಾಃ ಭವಂತಿ ಉಪೇಯಂ ವಸ್ತುತು ಏಕಮೇವ. ತತ್ರ ಇದಾನೀಂ ಶಬ್ದಃ ಶಬ್ದಃ ವಾಚಕಃ ಕೀದೃಶ ಶಬ್ದಃ ವರ್ಣ ಪದ ವಾಕ್ಯಂ ಇತ್ಯುಕ್ತ್ವಾ ಅಂತೆ ತು ವಾಕ್ಯಂ ಏವ ವಾಚಕಂ ಅತಃ ಶಬ್ದಃ ಇತ್ಯನೇನ ವಾಕ್ಯಮೇವ ಉದ್ದಿಶ್ಯತೆ. ತತ್ರ ಶಬ್ದಃ ಪ್ರಮಾಣಭೂತಃ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಕ್ಷ ಅನುಮಾನ ಉಪಮಾನ ಶಬ್ದಾಃ ಪ್ರಮಾಣಾನಿ ಇತಿ ನ್ಯಾಯಸೂತ್ರೇ ಉಚ್ಯತೆ. ತತ್ರ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯಜನ್ಯಂ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯ ಸನ್ನಿಕರ್ಷಜನ್ಯಂ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಕ್ಷಂ ವ್ಯಾಪ್ತಿಜ್ಞಾನಜನ್ಯಂ ಅನುಮಾನಂ ಸಾದೃಶ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಕರಣಕಂ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಉಪಮಾನಂ ಅಥವಾ ಉಪಮಿತಿಃ. ಶಾಬ್ದಬೋಧಃ ಶಬ್ದಸ್ಯ ಅರ್ಥಜ್ಞಾನಪೂರ್ವಕಂ ಯಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಉತ್ಪದ್ಯತೆ ಸಹ ಶಾಬ್ದಬೋಧಃ ಇತ್ಯುಚ್ಯತೆ. ಏತೇಷಾಂ ಸರ್ವೇಷಾಮಪಿ ಪ್ರಮಾಣತ್ವಂ ಅಸ್ಮಾಭಿಃ ದೃಷ್ಟಂ. ಎನಿ ಕ್ವೆಶ್ಚನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ವಾಟ್ ವಿ ಡಿಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್? ಅಸ್ತು, ಅತ್ರ ಪಠಾಮಃ. ತತ್ರ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಕ್ಷ ಅನುಮಾನ ಉಪಮಾನ ಶಬ್ದಾಃ ಪ್ರಮಾಣಾನಿ ಇತಿ ಗೌತಮ ಸೂತ್ರೇ ಶಬ್ದಶ್ಚ ಆಪ್ತೋಪದೇಶ ರೂಪಃ ಪ್ರಮಾಣಂ. ಯದಾ ಶಬ್ದಃ ಪ್ರಮಾಣಂ ಇತ್ಯುಚ್ಯತೆ ತತ್ರ ಸರ್ವವಿಧಸ್ಯಾಪಿ ಶಬ್ದಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರಾಮಾಣ್ಯಂ ನಾಮ ಪ್ರಮಾ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಜನಕತ್ವಂ. ಪ್ರಮಾ ನಾಮ ನಿಶ್ಚಿತಂ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ, ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ದ್ವಿವಿಧಂ ಪ್ರಮಾ ತಥಃ ಭ್ರಮಃ. ಅತಃ ತತ್ರ ಪ್ರಮಾಜನಕಂ ಪ್ರಮಾಣಂ ಇತ್ಯುಚ್ಯತೆ. ಸರ್ವವಿಧಸ್ಯಾಪಿ ಶಬ್ದಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರಮಾಣತ್ವಂ ನಾಸ್ತಿ. ಆಪ್ತೋಪದೇಶಃ ಆಪ್ತವಾಕ್ಯಂ ಶಬ್ದಃ ಇತ್ಯುಚ್ಯತೆ. ಆಪ್ತೋಪದೇಶ ರೂಪಸ್ಯೈವ ಶಬ್ದಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರಾಮಾಣ್ಯಂ. ಆಪ್ತಃ ನಾಮ ಕಃ? ಆಪ್ತೋ ನಾಮ ಅನುಭವೇನ ವಸ್ತುತತ್ವಸ್ಯ ಕಾತ್ಮ್ಯೇನ ನಿಶ್ಚಯವಾನ್ ರಾಗಾದಿವಶಾದಪಿ ನ ಅನ್ಯಥಾವಾದಿ ಯಸ್ ಸಹ ಇತಿ ಚರಕೆ ಪತಂಜಲಿಃ. ಆಪ್ತಃ ಕಃ? ಅನುಭವೇನ ವಸ್ತುತತ್ವಸ್ಯ ಕಾರ್ತ್ಸ್ಯೇನ ನಿಶ್ಚಯವಾನ್. ಯಃ ವಸ್ತೂನಾಂ ತತ್ವಂ ಕಾರ್ತ್ಸ್ಯೇನ ಪೂರ್ಣತಯಾ ಯದ್ಯದ್ ಜ್ಞಾತವ್ಯಂ ತತ್ಸರ್ವಮಪಿ ನಿಶ್ಚಿತರೂಪೇಣ ಜಾನಾತಿ ಅನುಭವೇನ ಸ್ವಾನುಭವ ಸಿದ್ಧಂ ಯಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ. ತಥಾ ರಾಗಾದಿವಶಾದಪಿ ನ ಅನ್ಯಥಾವಾದಿ ರಾಗದ್ವೇಷಾದಿನಾ ಕೇನಾಪಿ ಕಾರಣೇನ ಅನ್ಯಥಾ ನ ಕಥಯತಿ. ವಸ್ತುತತ್ವಂ ಜಾನಾತಿ ವಸ್ತುತತ್ವಮೇವ ಕಥಯತಿ. ಕೇಚನ ಜಾನೀಯುಃ ಕಿಂತು ರಾಗಾದಿವಶಾತ್ ಏಷಃ ಜಾನಾತಿ ಚೇತ್ ಮಮ ಕ್ಲೇಶಃ ಸ್ಯಾದ್ ಇತ್ಯಾದಿವ. ಏನ ಕೇನಾಪಿ ಕಾರಣೇನ ನ ವದೇತ್ ಕಿಂತು ಯಃ ಜಾನಾತಿ ತದೇವ ಕಥಯತಿ ಸಹ ಆಪ್ತಃ ಇತಿ ಚರಕೇ ಪತಂಜಲಿಃ. ಪತಂಜಲಿಃ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರತ್ರಯಸ್ಯ ಕರ್ತಾ ಇತಿ ಪ್ರಸಿದ್ಧ. ಯೋಗೇನ ಚಿತ್ತಸ್ಯ ಪದೇನ ವಾಚಾ ಮಲಂ ಶರೀರಸ್ಯ ಚ ವೈದ್ಯಕೇನ. ಚರಕಶಾಸ್ತ್ರಂ ವಸ್ತುತಃ ಪತಂಜಲಿ ನಿರ್ಮಿತಂ ಇತಿ ಪ್ರತೀತಿಃ. ತತ್ರ ಉಚ್ಯತೆ ಇತಿ ನಾಗೇಶಃ ಅತ್ರ ಕಥಯತಿ ಸಹ ಆಪ್ತಃ. ತಾದೃಶಸ್ಯ ಆಪ್ತಸ್ಯ ಕಥನಂ ಪ್ರಮಾಣಂ ಇತಿ ಶಬ್ದಃ. ತರ್ಹಿ ಕಥಂ ಶಬ್ದಾತ್ ಅರ್ಥಃ ಜ್ಞಾಯತೆ? How do we understand meaning from a word? Okay. I am Shabdabodhaha. Shabdabodhaha katham bhavati? Iti prashne kathayati. Taddharmavachinna vishayaka shabdabuddhitvavachinnam prati. Taddharmavachinna nirupita vritti vishishta jnanam hetuhu iti lakshanam diyate. So such definitions are normal, especially in the texts of Nagesha. As I've told earlier, Nagesha was trained very well in the Nyaya style of writing. So he is, this is seen in mainly Nyaya texts, but such writing is characteristic of most of the modern texts of all Shastras, okay, most modern commentaries. So there is a particular style of writing which includes this, you know, avachinna and dharma vishayaka. It tries to, it's an exact way of conveying something. So no need to get scared by such long sentences. I mean, initially they will seem intimidating, but such sentences, always you take it word by word and understand what it means. So over time, you will learn to analyze it better. Initially, yes, they'll seem rather difficult to comprehend. As we go on, as we relate each such definition to examples and see what it means, it becomes clear. Okay? It requires training to read and understand such definitions. It is not, if you are unable to understand it now, there is nothing wrong with it. Okay? It will require some samskara to be able to read such sentences and actually understand what they are conveying. So what he is trying to define here is, how does Shabda Bodha happen? What is the reason or the karana for Shabda Bodha? What are the factors, causative factors, which are essential for Shabda Bodha to occur? That is for comprehension. If I say ghata and you understand a pot, so what are the factors which are essential in such an understanding? So, tadharmavachinna vishayaka shabdabuddhitvavachinnam prati tadharmavachinna nirupita vritti vishishtajnanam hetuhu. Hetuhu nama karanam. Kim prati karanam? Shabdabuddhitvavachinnam prati. So, the shabdabodham prati ityarthaha. For understanding. Understanding what? Tadharmavachinna vishayaka shabdabodham. Understanding a vishaya, an object, which is endowed with tad dharma, a particular attribute. You should understand, whenever we talk of ghata, so there is a property which, or attribute which defines that padartha. Okay, that is tad dharma. Say for example, if we are talking ghata, so tad dharmaha ghatatvam. Ghata is a class of objects. Okay, so tad dharmaha ghatatvam. Tadharma avachinna vishayaka. Ghatatva avachinna vishayakaha nama ghataha. So, a ghata which is identified by the attribute of ghatatva. Tasya shabda buddhitva avachinnam prati. To understand the word ghata which is identified by the attribute of ghatatva. What do we require? Kim hetuhu? Tadharma avachinna nirupita vritti vishishtajnanam hetuhu. Vritti vishishtajnanam hetuhu. We should understand a vritti. Okay? A jnana endowed with vritti. Vrittya vishishtam jnanam hetuhu. And that vritti is again qualified by tadharmavachinna. So tadharmavachinna is the common factor in both cases. So we will leave it for now. So what do we need for Shabda Bodha? We need vritti vishishta jnana. An understanding of the vritti. Okay, vrittihi nama pada padartha sambandha. He will define it later. So vritti is the relation between a word and its meaning. Vrittihi nama pada padartha sambandha saha jnatavyaha. So what he is saying is, you should understand vritti. Vrittya eva shabda bodhaha bhavati. Vritti jnanena shabda bodhaha. Vritti jnana, the understanding of vritti, is required for shabda bodha. Atayeva na agrihita vrittikasya shabda bodhaha. That is why, if somebody has not understood vritti, vritti jnana rahitasya, agrihita vrittikasya ityasya vritti jnana rahitasya, he who does not know vritti cannot comprehend a word. So if I tell you a word which you are unfamiliar with, you will not be able to understand it because of the absence of vritti jnana. Vritti jnanam shabda bodhe hetuhu. So the cause for understanding, or the factor which is necessary for understanding something, for Shabda Bodha, is Vritti Jnanam. Atayeva na agrihita vrittikasya Shabda Bodha. Atayeva cha ನಹಿ ಗುಡ ಇತ್ಯುಕ್ತೆ ಮಧುರತ್ವಂ ಪ್ರಕಾರತಯಾ ಗಮ್ಯತೆ ಇತಿ ಸಮರ್ಥ ಸೂತ್ರ ಭಾಷ್ಯಂ ಸಂಗಚ್ಛತೆ. ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಸೇ ವೃತ್ತಿವಿಶಿಷ್ಟ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ, ವಿ ಸಾ ದಟ್ ತದ್ಧರ್ಮಾವಚ್ಛಿನ್ನ ಇತ್ಯುಭಯತ್ರ ಆಸೀತ್. ತದ್ಧರ್ಮಾವಚ್ಛಿನ್ನ ವಿಷಯಕ ಶಾಬ್ದಬುದ್ಧಿತ್ವಾವಚ್ಛಿನ್ನಂ ಪ್ರತಿ ತದ್ಧರ್ಮಾವಚ್ಛಿನ್ನ ನಿರೂಪಿತ ವೃತ್ತಿವಿಶಿಷ್ಟ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಹೇತು. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ಬೋತ್ ಕೇಸಸ್ ದ ಐಡೆಂಟಿಫೈಯಿಂಗ್ ಆಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಟ್ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ಡಿಫೈನ್ಡ್. ಓಕೆ, ಸೊ ಯು ವೆನ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಗುಡ, ಓಕೆ, ಗುಡ ಇತ್ಯುಕ್ತೆ ಗುಡ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಜಾಗರಿ. ಓಕೆ, ಸೊ ದ ಆಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ಡಿಫೈನ್ಸ್ ಜಾಗರಿ ಇಸ್ ಗುಡತ್ವ, ಅ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್ ಗುಡತ್ವ. ಸೊ ಈವನ್ ದೋ ಗುಡ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಸ್ವೀಟ್, ಗುಡೇ ಮಾಧುರ್ಯಂ ಭವತಿ, ತಥಾಪಿ ಗುಡ ಇತ್ಯುಕ್ತೆ ಮಧುರತ್ವಂ ಪ್ರಕಾರತಯ ನಹಿ ಗಮ್ಯತೆ. ಮಧುರತ್ವ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದ ಆಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಟ್ ತದ್ಧರ್ಮ ಫಾರ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಗುಡ. ಓಕೆ, ಯದಾ ಗುಡ ಇತಿ ಶಬ್ದಃ ಉಚ್ಚಾರ್ಯತೆ ತದಾ ಪ್ರಕಾರತಯ ಗುಡತ್ವಮೇವ ಗಮ್ಯತೆ ನತು ಮಧುರತ್ವಂ. ಸೊ ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಗುಡ, when we use the word guda, we are identifying the substance by its class called gudatva. We are not identifying it by the property called madhuratva. Okay, it is, even though madhuratva is present in guna, the identifying attribute is gudatva and not madhuratva. That is why we have that tadharmavachinna vishayaka shabda buddhitva avachinnam prati tadharmavachinna nirupita vritti vishishta jnanam hetuhu. So the identifying attribute for the word guda is gudatva, not madhuratva. ನಹಿ ಗುಡ ಇತ್ಯುಕ್ತೆ ಮಧುರತ್ವಂ ಪ್ರಕಾರತಯ ಗಮ್ಯತೆ ಇತಿ ಸಮರ್ಥ ಸೂತ್ರ ಭಾಷ್ಯಂ ಸಂಗಚ್ಛತೆ. ಗುಡಾದಿಶಬ್ದೇನ ಗುಡತ್ವಜಾತ್ಯವಚ್ಛಿನ್ನ ಗುಡಪದವಾಚ್ಯಃ ಇತ್ಯೇವ ಬೋಧಃ ಜಾತಿ ಪ್ರಕಾರಕಃ. ಸೊ ಗುಡಾದಿಶಬ್ದೇನ, ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಯೂಸ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಗುಡ, ದ ಬೋಧ ದ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಅ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಬ್ಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್. ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದ ಗುಣ ಆಫ್ ಅ ಸಬ್ಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಬೈ ದ ವರ್ಡ್, ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಜಾತಿ. ಗುಡತ್ವ ಜಾತ್ಯವಚ್ಛಿನ್ನ ಗುಡಪದ ವಾಚ್ಯ, ಗುಡಪದಸ್ಯ ಕಹ ಪದಾರ್ಥ ಗುಡತ್ವ ಜಾತ್ಯವಚ್ಛಿನ್ನ ಇತಿ ಬೋಧ ಶಬ್ದ ಬೋಧ ಜಾತಿ ಪ್ರಕಾರಕ. ಸೊ ಪ್ರಕಾರ ಇಸ್ ಅ ವಿಶೇಷಣ, ಓಕೆ, ಅ ಕಾಮನ್ ಟರ್ಮ್ ಯೂಸ್ಡ್. ಮಧುರತ್ವಂ ತು, ಬಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಟ್ರೂ ದಟ್ ವಿ ಇಮಿಡಿಯೇಟ್ಲಿ ವೆನ್ ಎವರ್ ಸಂಬಡಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಗುಡ ವಿ ಥಿಂಕ್ ಆಫ್ ಮಾಧುರ್ಯ ಸ್ವೀಟ್ನೆಸ್, ಕಿಂತು ತತ್ ಸಾಕ್ಷಾತ್ ಶಬ್ದಬೋಧ ನ. ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಡಿರೆಕ್ಟ್ಲಿ ಅರೈಸಿಂಗ್ ಡ್ಯೂ ಟು ದ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಗುಡ. ಓಕೆ, ಮಧುರತ್ವಂ ತು ಗುಡೋ ಮಧುರ ಐಕ್ಷವತ್ವಾದ್ ಇತಿ ಅನುಮಾನ ರೂಪ ಮಾನಾಂತರ ಗಮ್ಯಂ. ಗುಡಪದೇ ಉಕ್ತೇ ಮಾಧುರ್ಯಂ ಸ್ಫುರತಿ, ಕಿಂತು ಕೇನ ಪ್ರಮಾಣೇನ ಶಬ್ದ ಪ್ರಮಾಣೇನ ನ. ಶಬ್ದ ಪ್ರಮಾಣೇನ ಗುಡತ್ವ ಜಾತ್ಯವಚ್ಛಿನ್ನ ಇತ್ಯೇವ ಬೋಧಃ ಭವತಿ. ಮಾಧುರ್ಯ ರೂಪ ಬೋಧಃ ತು ಅನುಮಾನ ಪ್ರಮಾಣೇನ ಲಭ್ಯತೆ. ಕೀದೃಶಂ ಅನುಮಾನಂ ಗುಡೋ ಮಧುರ ಐಕ್ಷವತ್ವಾತ್, ಐಕ್ಷವಂ ಇಕ್ಷೋಹ ಸಂಪನ್ನಂ ಐಕ್ಷವಂ ದಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಡಿರೈವ್ಡ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಇಕ್ಷು ಆರ್ ಶುಗರ್ ಕೇನ್. ಗುಡೋ ಮಧುರ ಐಕ್ಷವತ್ವಾತ್, ಸೊ ಆಲ್ ಮ್ಯಾಟರ್ ದಟ್ ವಿ ಗೆಟ್ ಡಿರೈವ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶುಗರ್ ಕೇನ್ ಆರ್ ಸ್ವೀಟ್. ಸೊ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್ ಅನುಮಾನ, ಎತ್ರ ಎತ್ರ ಐಕ್ಷವತ್ವಂ ತತ್ರ ತತ್ರ ಮಾಧುರ್ಯಂ, wherever there is a derivative of sugar cane there is sweetness. So evam vyapti janyam jnanam madhuryam, so because of that we associate madhurya with guda. It is through anumana, not shabda. Okay, so shabda bodhastu gudatva jatya vachinnah gudah ityeva. Madhuratvam tu gudo madhurah aikshavatvad iti anumana roopa manantara gamyam. ವಿಶೇಷ್ಯ ವಿಶೇಷಣ ಭಾವ ವ್ಯತ್ಯಾಸೇನ ಗೃಹೀತ ಶಕ್ತಿ ಕಸ್ಯ ಪುಂಸಃ ಘಟಪದಾತ್ ಘಟತ್ವ ವಿಶಿಷ್ಟ ಬೋಧವಾರಣಾಯ ತದ್ಧರ್ಮಾವಚ್ಛಿನ್ನ ಇತಿ. ಸೊ ದ ನಾರ್ಮಲ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ಘಟತ್ವಾವಚ್ಛಿನ್ನ ಘಟ, ಘಟ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಎಂಡೋರ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಅಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಘಟತ್ವ, ಘಟತ್ವ ಜಾತಿ, ಘಟತ್ವ ಜಾತ್ಯವಚ್ಛಿನ್ನ ಘಟ ಇತಿ ಬೋಧ. ಕದಾಚಿತ್ ವಿಶೇಷ್ಯ ವಿಶೇಷಣ ಭಾವ ವ್ಯತ್ಯಾಸೇನ ಗೃಹೀತ ಶಕ್ತಿ ಕಸ್ಯ ಪುಂಸಃ. ಸೊ ಸಂಬಡಿ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಕನ್ಫ್ಯೂಸ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ವಿಶೇಷಣ ವಿಶೇಷ್ಯ. ಅತ್ರ ಗುಡತ್ವ ಜಾತಿ ವಿಶೇಷಣಂ, अथवा घटत्व जाति विशेषणम घटः गुडः इत्यादि विशेष्यम. सो दट इज द नॉर्मल अंडरस्टैंडिंग. सो इफ समबडी अंडरस्टैंड्स इट इन द रिवर्स दट इज घटावच्छिन्नम घटत्वम इत्यादि विशेषण विशेष्य भाव व्यत्यासेन गृहीत शक्ति कस्य पुंसः घटपदात् घटत्व विशिष्ट बोधवारणाय तद्धर्मावच्छिन्न इति. सो व्हाट ही सेज इज इन whichever manner you understand the shakti, the shabda bodha will be similar. So if your shakti jnana says ghatatvavachinnaha ghataha, that is the shabda bodha which arises. If the visheshana vishesha bhava is reversed at the stage of understanding the shakti, then the shabda bodha will also be reversed. Atayeva tadharmavachinna विषयक शब्द बुद्धित्वावच्छिन्नं प्रति तद्धर्मावच्छिन्न निरूपित वृष्टि विशिष्ट ज्ञानं हेतुः. सो विचेवर यू आर अंडरस्टैंडिंग एज विशेष्य एंड विशेषण द सेम विल रिमेन फॉर द शब्द बोध. सो दट इज वाई वी हैव द एडजेक्टिव तद्धर्मावच्छिन्न फॉर बोथ. ज्ञाने वृत्ति वैशिष्ट्यं च स्वविषयक उद्बुद्ध संस्कार सामानाधिकरण्य स्वाश्रय पद विषयकत्व उभय संबंधेन बोध्यम. अत्र वृत्ति विशिष्ट ज्ञानम इति उक्तम. वृत्ति विशिष्टम ज्ञानम, ज्ञाने वृत्ति वैशिष्ट्यम नाम किम. सो हाउ विल अंडरस्टैंडिंग बी एंडोर्ड विथ वृत्ति. ज्ञाने वृत्ति वैशिष्ट्यम कीदृशं भवति इति चेत् संबंधद्वयेन भवति इत्युच्यते. ज्ञाने वृत्ति वैशिष्ट्यम च स्वविषयक उद्बुद्ध संस्कार सामानाधिकरण्य स्वाश्रय पद विषयकत्व उभय संबंधेन बोध्यम. सो इट सेज द वृत्ति बीइंग द ज्ञान बीइंग एंडोर्ड विथ वृत्ति मीन्स टू थिंग्स. फर्स्ट थिंग देर इज अ उद्बुद्ध संस्कार. There is an active samskara relating to that vritti. That is, you must have earlier had a samskara which associates associated with that vritti. Svavishayaka udbuddha samskara samanadhikaranya. Along with that, svashraya pada vishayakatva. You should also have earlier known the pada, which is the object of that vritti, which is ashraya for that vritti. स्वविषयक उद्बुद्ध संस्कार सामानाधिकरण्य स्वाश्रय पद विषयकत्व उभय संबंधेन बोध्यम. सो द नॉलेज ऑफ द वर्ड एंड अ प्रीवियस संस्कार विच असोसिएट्स दट वृत्ति विथ दट पर्टिकुलर वर्ड. सो दट इज वृत्ति विशिष्टम ज्ञानम. सो द अंडरस्टैंडिंग इज बेस्ड ऑन टू थिंग्स. फर्स्ट इज नोइंग द वर्ड एंड सेकेंड थिंग अ संस्कार विच असोसिएट्स an earlier samskara which also I mean samskara is always earlier, so there is no need to qualify it. A samskara which associates that vritti with that particular word. Jnane vritti vaishishtyam cha svavishayaka udbuddha samskara samanadhikaranya swashraya pada vishayakatva ubhaya sambandhena bodhyam. So what we are saying basically is to understand shabda bodham prati tadharma avachinna vishayaka शब्द बुद्धित्वावच्छिन्नं प्रति तद्धर्मावच्छिन्न निरूपित वृत्ति विशिष्ट ज्ञानं हेतुः. सो शब्द बोधं प्रति वृत्ति विशिष्ट ज्ञानं हेतुः. सिंपली पुट टू अंडरस्टैंड अ वर्ड वी नीड एन अंडरस्टैंडिंग ऑफ अ ज्ञान ऑफ द वृत्ति रिलेटेड टू दट वर्ड. ओके, सो दट ज्ञान हैज टू कॉम्पोनेंट्स. वन इज पद विषयकत्वम, द नोइंग और नॉलेज ऑफ द पद विच इज आश्रय फॉर द वृत्ति. And then a samskara which associates the vritti with that word. So if you have both of these, you know the word and you know that there is the vritti, the padapadartha sambandha, in what sense that word is used. It's basically knowing, you know a word and its meaning. Okay. So how do you put that in shastric term? That is what he is doing. Okay. So we all know to understand a word, we would have previously heard of the word and we have some samskara which says, okay, this word means this thing. And that is one is samskara and then svashraya pada vishayakatva. So when we have this jnana, vritti vishishta jnana, there is shabda bodha. So there is one more thing associated with that Shabda Bodha, which is Tadharma. The Shabda Bodha, the direct understanding from by a word, always carries as its attribute Tadharma, a particular attribute. So when we are identifying a word as a class, I mean an object as belonging to a class of beings like Guda or Gauhu. Okay. So Tatra Gotvam Prakarataya Gamyate. So the identifying attribute there is Gotva. Okay. So if you are identifying the same object as a Pashu, as just animal, the identifying attribute is Pashutva. Okay. So the same object, you could be identifying it through different things. So if you are identifying a cow as Kapila of the color, Kapila color, then the identifying attribute is Kapilatva, Guna. If you are identifying a cow as, say, Gauri, by its name as Gauri, then the Samya, Gauritva, is the Prakara. So the identifying attribute depends on how you are understanding it. So you cannot understand the word cow to mean something which is Kapila. The word cow is identified by the property of Gotva, the class Gotva. The word Kapila is identified by the property of a Guna, which is Kapilatva, and so on. Okay. So that is what he says here. We will read this again from the previous page. If you don't understand, please do ask. Tadharmavachinna. So what we did so far, we understood what is a word, what are the different kinds of words which can be vachaka, that is varna, pada and vakya. So vachakatva can be at different levels. So vakya can express meaning as a whole, or a pada can express meaning as a whole, or it can be divided. So prakriti and pratyaya expresses meaning on their own, a pada expresses its meaning on its own, and vakya on its own. Okay, so there are different levels at which we have vachakatva. So this shabda, whichever we take it, the vachaka shabda is a means of knowledge. Okay, so there are different kinds. The Vayakarana Siddhanta is akhanda vakya, but whatever it is, shabda is a pramana. If it is apta vakya, apta vakyam shabda pramanam, it is a means of knowledge. So how does that knowledge arise? The knowledge is shabda bodha. Shabdena yajnanam utpadyate tasya shabda bodhaha iti nama. Katham bhavati saha shabda bodhaha. How does that shabda bodha happen? Tadharma avachinna vishayaka shabda buddhitva avachinnam prati tadharma avachinna nirupita vritti vishishta jnanam hetuhu. So for shabda bodha, hetu is vritti vishishta jnana, knowing the vritti associated with that word. Okay, is the hetu for shabda bodha. Atayeva na agrihita vrittikasya shabda bodhaha. So which means, if you do not know the vritti, you will not have the shabda bodha, you will not understand it. Ata evata nahi gudaha ityukte madhuratvam prakarataya gamyate iti samartha sutra bhashyam sangachyate. And it is always, the shabda bodha is with respect to the attribute. Okay, you are identifying it through some attribute. You are identifying a padartha through an attribute. You cannot identify a padartha without the attribute. So prakaraha sarvatra bhavatyeva. So gudadi shabdena gudatva jatyavachinnaha gudapadavachyaha ityeva bodhaha jati prakarakaha. So when we utter a term guda, the bodha, the knowledge which arises is gudatva jatyavachinnaha gudapadavachyaha. So the meaning is something which is endowed with the attribute of gudatva, which is a class, jati. Madhuratva prakarakaha bodhaha guda shabdena na bhavati. So when we are saying the word guda, the prakara, the attribute, identifying attribute there is the gudatva jati and not the madhurya kuna. Madhuratvantu gudo madhuraha aikshavatvad iti anumana rupa manantara gamyam. Vishesha visheshana bhava vyatyasena grihita shakti kasya pumsaha ghatapadati ghatatva vishishta bodhavaranaya tadbharma avachinna iti. So the visheshana tadharmavachinna in both the karya and karana, in the definition which he provided, the karyakarana bhava, both the terms have tadharma avachinna. Tadharma avachinna vishayaka shabda buddhitva avachinnam prati tadharma avachinna nirupita vritti vishishta jnanam hetuhu. So in both cases it is tadharma avachinna because the property is very important. So if you understand vritti in the reverse, that is you understand ghata as visheshana and ghatatva as visheshya, your knowledge will also be reversed. You cannot have the correct knowledge out of it. Jnane vritti vaishishtyam cha, and this jnana, vritti vishishta jnana, has two components. Svavishayaka udbuddha samskara. So one is active samskara. That is, you might have known it earlier and you might have forgotten it. So if the samskara is not udbuddha, you will still not understand the word. Okay, a new word, you learn it today. So 10 days later, you might have forgotten it. So if the samskara is not udbuddha, shabda bodha will not happen. Svavishayaka udbuddha samskara samanadhikaranya. So along with it, svashraya pada vishayakatva. So understanding the word which is associated with that vritti. Ubhaya sambandhena bodhyam. So both of these are required in that jnana, vritti vishishta jnana. So if such a jnana exists, an understanding of the presence of a samskara related, an active samskara of a vritti, along with the knowledge of the pada, which is the ashraya for that vritti, then you will have shabda bodha, understanding of that shabda. Ataha, therefore, because all these factors are essential, na agrihita vrittikasya, yaha vritti jnanam eva na janati, he who does not know vritti, napi vismrita vrittikasya, vrittim janati visvratavan tasyapi shabda bodho na bhavati iti ante. Ataha na agrihita vrittikasya, napi vismrita vrittikasya, napi tat padam ajanataha, he who does not know that pada. So knowledge of the pada is also important. Okay, so you have forgotten the word itself. Say, I mean, there are some similar sounding words, so maybe you have forgotten the word. Okay, so there is karaha and karaha. Okay, so you know, say you have learned kara or khara as a donkey, but you know the vritti and you still remember that it is the vritti, but you have forgotten karaha, the word itself. Your memory says it is karaha. So then you will not have the shabda bodha. So not napi tat padam ajanataha. So if you do not know the vritti, agrihita vrittikasya, vismrita vrittikasya, padam ajanataha. So knowing the vritti is essential. It is first understanding the vritti, first getting the jnana of the vritti is essential. Maintaining that samskara is also essential. Knowing that word is also essential. Napi ghatapada ashrayatvena upasthita akashasya. So these three, napi tatpada majanataha bodhaha. So for all of these three, he who does not know vritti, vritti jnana rahitasya, vismrita vrittikasya, tatpadam ajanataha, padajnana rahitasya cha bodhaha na bhavati. Also, napi ghatapada ashrayatvena upasthita akashasya bodhaha. So when we are talking of ghata, it is only the bodha. What takes part in the bodha? Tadharma avachinna vishayaka shabda buddhihi. So the shabda buddhi, the bodha, is endowed only with tadharma, the identifying attribute. So when we say ghata, ghatatvavachinnaha ghataha ityeva bodhaha bhavati. So we understand it as ghata endowed with the property of ghatatva. We do not understand akasha. Even though the ghata pada, all words are akashashraya. Etohi shabdaha, shabda gunakam akasham. Shabda exists in akasha. But ghata pada ashrayatvena upasthitasya akashasya bodhaha na bhavati ghatapadena. You will not understand it because it is not tadharma. It is not the identifying attribute. The vritti does not have include akasha. Napi janakataya upasthita chaitradehe. So the person who utters that word, say chaitraha kashchit, chaitraha yadi chaitraha ghataha iti kathayati, tatra ghatapadena ಘಟತ್ವಾವಚ್ಛಿನ್ನಃ ಘಟಃ ಇತ್ಯೇವ ಬೋಧಃ ಭವತಿ. ತದ್ಧರ್ಮಾವಚ್ಛಿನ್ನ ನಿರೂಪಿತ ವೃತ್ತಿ ವಿಶಿಷ್ಟ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ. ಓಕೆ, ಸೊ ದ ವೃತ್ತಿ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಡಿಫೈನ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ದಟ್ ಅಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಟ್, ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ದಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅದರ್ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟರ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಮೇ ಬಿ ಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟ್. ಸೇ ಆಕಾಶ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಶಬ್ದ ಬೋಧ. ಚೈತ್ರ ದ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಅಟರ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಶಬ್ದ ಬೋಧ. ನೌ ಹಿ ಸೇ ಸಂಸ್ಕಾರ, ಉದ್ಬುದ್ಧ ಸಂಸ್ಕಾರ. ಸೊ ಸಂಸ್ಕಾರ ಇಸ್ ರಿಕ್ವೈರ್ಡ್. ಹೌ ಡು ವಿ ನೋ ದಟ್ ಸಂಸ್ಕಾರ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟ್? ಸಂಸ್ಕಾರ ಅಸ್ತಿ ಇತ್ಯತ್ರ ಕಿಂ ಪ್ರಮಾಣ? ಸಂಸ್ಕಾರ ಕಲ್ಪಿಕಾ ಚ ವೃತ್ತಿ ಸ್ಮೃತಿರೇವ. The fact that you remember itself points to samskara. Because if you don't have the samskara, you will not have smriti. Okay? So the fact that you remember the meaning proves that there is samskara. Samskara kalpika cha vrittihi smriti reva shabda buddhi reva va. Or just the fact that you understand it means you remember it. So you remember it means there is a samskara. Okay? So samskara is not pratyaksha. You cannot directly see samskara, but the presence of samskara is inferred by the fact that you remember it or just by the fact that you understand it. So to understand, you must remember the association. To remember the association, you need that samskara. Okay? So how does shabda bodha happen? Shabda bodha happens because of vritti vishishta jnanam. Any questions? Okay, there are a couple of questions. So, in a sthula form, can we say that vritti is a thought or feeling? No, vritti is not a feeling. Vritti is pada-padartha sambandha, the relation between pada and padartha. Okay, so we will read more about vritti, different kinds of vritti. So, we will see more about what exactly is vritti or how, because you come to Shakti, there are three kinds of vritti. So, Tarkika, Zanayayika say Ishwarecha vritti. Whereas, he proves that it is a sambandha. Okay? It is a relation. What kind of a sambandha is also described later. Okay? So, vritti is padapadartha sambandha. Okay? So, now, there are a few more questions. So according to this discussion, for someone who has never seen a cow, is it not possible to understand what is a cow? For someone who is not, what it means is, it is not understanding what is a cow. What we are talking is only shabda bodha. So from the word gauhu, you understand gotvavachinna gauhu. Okay, we are talking only about shabda bodha and not of other kinds of knowledge. Okay, you could understand, I mean, even if you have not seen a cow, maybe you could understand it by upamana. Like say, go sadrisho gavayaha. So there is somebody who does not know what is a gavaya. So he can be made to understand by upamana. So pratyaksha, direct seeing is one way of knowledge. So there is possible anumana in some cases, or say upamana. So there are other means of understanding. But if you do not have the samskara that the word go conveys this particular thing, you will not understand the word go. It is only shabda bodha we are talking about, not other kinds of knowledge. Okay. So the question of he who has never seen a cow, you are talking about pratyaksha. I mean, seeing the cow and understanding what is a cow is pratyaksha. Seeing a cow, what happens in this is actually, as he says later, vyavahara. A boy, that is kids when they are, and that is the next question proposed. There will always be a first time of learning something where there is no samskara. Correct. There it is not just shabda. What happens is a kid sees a cow and he hears the word cow by Vriddha Vyavahara. The major this thing of knowledge is Vriddha Vyavahara. We will see this again. Even there it is not just a word. Say somebody says Ghatamanaya, that is how they explain. Ghatamanaya, the kid is seeing, so maybe parents conversing. So somebody says Ghatamanaya, the other person brings a ghata. Then they say Ghatamnaya, he takes away the ghata. So by this process, he slowly, initially he understands Ghatamanaya as one complete sentence and he associates with bringing a pot. Okay. Then he understands another sentence, Ghatamnaya, and he associates with taking away the thing. And then slowly he understands, okay, the ghata here stands for the pot. Okay, and then anaya, naya. So there is further splitting of vakya into pada happens later. Okay, that is how they say. So the first time when you are understanding it, it is not pure shabda bodha. Okay, so the shabda bodha, pure shabda bodha occurs only when there is samskara. So if there is no earlier samskara, it is not possible for shabda bodha. If there is no earlier vritti vishishta jnana. Okay. So, the next question, what exactly is gudatva? Gudatva is just the class, I mean, what they say is a jati. So, is it a collection of properties, meaning it is not identified as, it is not seen as a collection of properties. Okay, it is just an identifier of a class. It might have several, say when we say gotva, there are several things that come to the mind that everything together is gotva. Okay, we do not identify specific components to the jati. So is it vritti vishishta padajnanam? No, vritti vishishta jnanam. So, jnanam is of vritti, involves both the samskara of the vritti and the knowledge of the pada. So, it has both components. Any other questions? Okay, so there's a question, using nyaya, can we say sasnadimatvam gotvam? Yeah, I mean, that is, they define the lakshana of go. So you'll have to come up with the exact lakshana of go. So that together, put together is gotva. Okay. So all attributes which serve to define that particular class is gotva. So what is the difference between gotva and pashutva? When we say gotva, we mean a cow, that is the class of being a cow. But pashutva is, say, an animal. We are identifying the cow as an animal. So the identifying factors for identifying a pashu are different from identifying it as a gauhu. Okay. So when we are saying, when we are understanding a cow as an animal, we are not referring to the specific properties of a cow. We are referring to common properties which are present across all pashus. Okay? So pashutva is a broader jati. We always have class, we'll have subclass, we'll have sub-subclasses. Okay? So pashutva is a vyapaka jati and gotva is a vyapya jati. So if you say even padarthatva, so being a padartha, being some padartha, it is a very vyapaka jati. Everything is a padartha. Whereas a particular cow, vyakti is the most, the constricted thing. Because it exists only in that individual and in no other thing. Anything which exists in more than one individual is a jati. Okay? It could be a very small jati, it could be a bigger jati or an even bigger one. So there has to be a 1:1 mapping between object and class. I wouldn't say it's a 1:1 mapping, but you cannot see jati without associating with a vyakti. I mean, you cannot perceive jati without the help of a vyakti. So jati always exists in all individuals belonging to that class. It is not 1:1, as in, I mean, for all individual instances of guda, you have the common jati called gudatva. Okay, so vyakti vyaktayaha anantaha jatihi eka. So even though there are 100 say phones, I mean hundreds of types of phones, we all identify all of them by saying it's a mobile phone. Okay, so further the identification could be as, okay, this is a Samsung or this is a Sony or whatever. Okay, further there could be identifications of the particular model of the mobile phone. Okay, so they are all jatis. So vyakti, my particular phone is a vyakti. Okay, it belongs to an infinite number of jatis, depending on whether you are, if you are identifying it as a mobile phone, there are some particular properties you have it in mind. So but if you are identifying it as a smartphone, so there are a few more attributes which add to it being a smartphone. So that is again a jati. So being a particular kind of smartphone is again a jati. Okay, so jati exists in individuals, okay, in all individuals of that particular class. Any other questions? Okay, so we'll go ahead. Anytime if you have questions, you can answer, or if my answer is not convincing or you have further questions based on the answer, also you can ask. Since these are the initial classes of an Arthika Grantha, we will try to, I mean, it might take some time to get used to the terminology of this kind of Grantha. You should remember that different kinds of texts have different kinds of their own language. I mean, even though Paramalaghuman Josha is a Vyakarana Grantha, just like say Siddhanta Kaumudi, the way you understand Kaumudi is not the way you understand Paramalaghuman Josha, because it has its own language, its own style. Okay, so once you are familiar with that, understanding a text becomes easier. Okay, so our aim is to understand that spirit of that text. What is it that the text, what is the language used, what is the kind of meaning it is trying to convey, and how do we approach it. So the approach must be different, and for a new kind of text, it will take some time to get adjusted. So there is one more question. When we say Gotva, does characters of all animals come within it? No, not at all. When we say Gotva, it is the class of cow. So it is only the unique attributes of the cow which is conveyed by Gotva. When I say Pashutva, common characters of all Pashus might come into picture. Okay. So Gotva is a jati which is specific to all cows. So it identifies the properties which are common to all cows. Okay. Okay, so we'll move ahead now. So we understood Sphota and the kinds. So we understood that the Vachaka is a Shabda. So Shabda Sphota is roughly equivalent to Shabda. Okay, so there are different kinds. So now this Shabda is Pramana, a means of knowledge. And the knowledge which is arising out of Shabda is called Shabda Bodha. So for Shabda Bodha to arise, we necessarily must have the Vritti Vishishta Jnana, which is identified along, associated with that particular attribute. Okay, Tad Dharma. Okay, and the Dharma need not be Jati. I said, I mean, somebody asked, does it mean it the Vritti connects a word to its Jati? It is not always Jati. It can be Guna, it can be Samnya, it can be Kriya. Okay, there are four kinds of words. Jati Vachaka, Guna Vachaka, Samnya Vachaka and Kriya Vachaka. So it could be any of those. When I say something is Neela, we are identifying by the attribute of blueness, Neelatva, which is a Guna and not a Jati. You could identify a thing by Chalatva, something is moving, or nishchala, so it's a kriya. Okay, chala is a kriya. Or you could identify it by its name, samnya. So vritti is that which connects the pada to its identifying attribute, the padartha. Need not be always jati. So if go is a subjati of animal jati, then it has all features of the animal too. Yes, it will. The subjatis will have the characteristics of the jatis to which they belong. But gotva, when we are saying gotva, it is not the specific lakshana has to include that which is unique to the cow and not to other things. Okay, so these are, I think, a basic study of Tarka texts like Tarka Sangraha would be very useful in understanding higher granthas of any shastra. That is why we say, Kanadam Paniniyam cha Sarva Shastropakarakam. Knowing Kanada, Nyaya Shastra, and knowing Vyakarana. Vyakarana is not in Vyakarana Darshana, but the basic Vyakarana is essential for understanding any shastra, because these concepts are the concepts of Nyaya. Okay, the Jati, the Dravya, the Guna, and the Prakara, etc. So, anyway, so we understood Shabda Bodha. How does the Shabda Bodha occur? Because of Vritti Vishishta Jnana. And that Vritti Vishishta Jnana has two components. One is the Udbuddha Samskara, and the other is the Padajnana. So, when all these are present, we have Shabda Bodha. So, Yadi Agrihita Vrittihi, if you have not caught vritti, the vritti jnana has not arisen the first time, you will not have shabda bodha. Vismrita vritti kasya, if you have forgotten it, there is no shabda bodha. Tat padam ajanataha, if you do not know the word, there is no shabda bodha. And unrelated attributes like the ashraya of the aka of that shabda, which is akasha, or the janaka, etc., they are not part of shabda bodha. Okay. Taddharmavachinna vishayaka shabda buddhitva avachinnam prati taddharmavachinna nirupita vritti vishishta jnanam hetuhu. Okay. So now the vritti. Sacha vritti tridha. That vritti which helps us understand a shabda is of three kinds. Shakti, lakshana, vyanjana cha. So shakti, lakshana and vyanjana are the three kinds of sambandha which a shabda has with its shabdartha. Okay. So we will define each of these. Each of these is a chapter in the Paramalabha Manjosha. Shakti Nirupanam, Lakshana Nirupanam and Vyanjana Nirupanam. So to be very quick, let's have a basic understanding of what are these three. So shakti refers to the direct meaning of a word. Okay. So there are three substances always in each of these. Shakti is the sambandha. Shaktam padam, shakyaha arthaha. Shakti is a sambandha. Sambandha is present in both pada, in both the word and its meaning. Okay. So the one which connects the pada and artha is shakti. The pada is called shakta and the artha is called shakya. So shakyartha is that word which is direct, that meaning which is directly conveyed by a word. Okay. Say for example, if I say simhaha, a lion. Okay. So there is a padartha which is, we know that animal, simha, lion. Okay. It has a particular attributes. So that is the shakyartha, the direct meaning of the word is called the shakyartha. And that sambandha is called shakti, the direct sambandha between a word and its meaning, which it always expresses in spite of other things. So then there is lakshana, shakyartha badhaha lakshana. There are lakshana or lakshyartha is that meaning which arises when the shakyartha is does not fit in some cases. Say when I say simhaha, we understand simha as say a four-legged animal which has its manes and claws and whatever are the attributes of simha. Okay. When I say something like I am balakaha simhaha, saying I am from balakaha, you get a boy, and from simha, you get a simha. But it does not fit. The boy is not a lion. He is not really a lion. So there is Shakya Artha Badha. The direct meaning of the word Simha is does not fit. Okay. So the in such cases we say Lakshanaya Simha Sadrishyam. Sadrishyam cha Viryena. He is brave or courageous like the lion. We will not say when say I am Balakaha Simhaha. Normally you will not understand it to mean say the boy has a mane like a lion or that he has a tail like a lion. So what we take is the virya or courage. Okay, that is the lakshyartha. Shakyartha badhe sati lakshyartha. Okay. So it is the meaning which arises when the shakyartha does not fit. So when I say Gangayam Ghoshaha, which is again a very standard example, there is a village in the Ganga. So village cannot exist. The word, the main meaning of the word Ganga, Shakyartha is the pravaha, the river, water, okay, the flow of water. But it is not possible for a grama or a ghosha, a cowherd village, to exist within the water. So we say the direct meaning of the word Ganga is Badhita. So we take a connected meaning saying Ganga Tire Ghoshaha. So the Lakshyartha, it is something related to the Shakyartha. So when we say Simha Sadrishaha, it is a courage which is related to the Simha. So here it is Tira which is related to the Simha. So which particular relation that Shakyartha may be related to an infinite number of things. Which particular thing to take will depend on the context. Okay? So that is Lakshyartha. Vyangyartha is an additional meaning which is conveyed without Shakyartha Badha. The Shakyartha is there, but along with the direct meaning, it will convey some additional meaning. The famous example given for Vyangya is Gatostam Arkaha. Arkaha Astangataha. The sun is set. The Shakyartha is fine. The sun is set. That is it. But this particular phrase will convey different things to different people based on many things. Okay, so Shakyartha is general, I mean it is specific, when I say specific, it means it is fixed. Okay. So Lakshyartha, generally depending on a particular context, it is also fixed. But Vyangyartha is subjective. It is depending on who is listening to it. They can derive different Vyangyarthas based on their own anubhava. Say Gatostam Arkaha, the sun has set. If say I say it to my friend, if our usual practice is to go for a walk at sunset, so Gatostam Arkaha also means can we go for a walk? Okay. So without saying that, this will convey that meaning. Or we are doing something and somebody remarks Gatostam Arkaha, it could be a signal to mean, okay, let us stop this for today and do it tomorrow. So it is purely subjective based on who is part of the conversation. So if the same sentence is told to a different one, they will interpret it differently based on their samskara. Okay, such meaning is called Vyangya. There is no badha of the Shakyartha. The Shakyartha is still there. The sun sets, true, which is there. But it also conveys an additional meaning, which is subjective. That is called Vyangya. So these are the three kinds of Artha or the kinds of Vritti, Sambandha, which exists between Pada and Padartha. So in this chapter, he will say what is Shakti. Tatva Shakti kah Padartha iti chet. So how do we define Shakti? Okay. So we will quickly do a recap of what we did today. Any questions? So we saw Pramanani, Pratyaksha, Anumana, Upamana, Shabdaha, Pramanam. Shabdaha cha, Aptavakya Rupaha, Pramanam. So not all Shabda is Pramana. It is Aptavakyam. Aptascha, Anubhavataha, Nishchayena, Karsnena, Nishchaya Jnanavan. He who knows Tattva Jnana fully and Ragadi Vashadapi na Anyathavadi. Okay. Such Shabda is treated as Pramana. So Shabda Janyam Jnanam, Shabda Bodhaha. The Jnana which arises due to Shabda is called Shabda Bodha. So Shabda Bodhaha Katham Bhavati, Taddharma Avachinna Vishayaka Shabda Buddhitva Avachinnam Prati, तद्धर्मावच्छिन्न निरूपित वृत्ति विशिष्ट ज्ञानम हेतु शाब्द बुद्धित्व अवच्छिन्नम प्रति अर्थात शाब्द बोधम प्रति वृत्ति विशिष्ट ज्ञानम हेतु. सो फॉर अंडरस्टैंडिंग और फॉर शाब्द बोध टू अकर वृत्ति विशिष्ट ज्ञान इज एसेंशियल. सो ज्ञाने वृत्ति वैशिष्ट्यम. सो वृत्ति विशिष्ट ज्ञानम हैज टू कॉम्पोनेंट्स स्वविषयक उद्बुद्ध संस्कार समानाधिकरण्यम. सो पोजेसिंग अ संस्कार एन एक्टिव संस्कार रिलेटेड टू दट वृत्ति स्वाश्रय पद विषयकत्वम एंड ऑल्सो द ज्ञान विच हैज द पद द ए पद विच इज आश्रय फॉर दट वृत्ति एज द विषय. ओके सो बोथ ऑफ देम इज रिक्वायर्ड फॉर शब्द बोध. ओके सो दट वृत्ति इज ऑफ थ्री काइंड्स पद पदार्थ संबंध वृत्ति शक्ति लक्षण व्यंजन इति तिस्रः वृत्तयः. ओके सो नेक्स्ट वी विल डिफाइन व्हाट इज शक्ति. ओके एनी क्वेश्चंस और शैल वी स्टॉप हियर. So, there's a question, how do we know if a Shabda is Aptavakya? Well, actually out of scope for this class, but yeah, there is a discussion in that. Finally, they say is Vedavakyam. It is basically the Vedic Vakyas which is Aptavakya. So, in Laukika, it is difficult to define Apta because, I mean, we do not have the knowledge enough to identify who is an Apta. Okay. So, Vedavakyam Sarvamapi Pramanam. Okay. So, loke, if we identify the apta, as we said, we know the identifying characteristics of the apta. Yaha nishtaya jnanavan, kaatsnena, ragadivashadapi nanyathavadi. Tadrisham vakyam, apta vakyam. Anyatha sarvamapi na apta vakyam. Ityeva siddhanta. Okay. We'll stop here. Shivannatva hi nageshe nanindya paramalaghu vayyakarana siddhanta manju shaisha virachyate. So next class is on Wednesday, same time.